Welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of Bitcoin and health. These short podcasts are approximately 10 minutes, which is the amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. You may not know what that means right now, but I think after enough Block Talks, you'll know. This block is sponsored by Obi-Wan Satoshi. I hope this is informative and helpful for you. Recording these is how I study Bitcoin and health, and it's also a way for me to pass on knowledge to my daughter when she's ready to learn about Bitcoin and health. If you have perspective to share or have questions about anything that I'm saying, please use Noster to comment on this block or to DM me. If you don't know what Noster is, please go to block number three. Block three is Noster 101. It's a primer on Noster. I highly recommend it. And if you got value from this, please consider zapping this block on Noster. Again, if you don't know what Noster is, check it out. So Obi-Wan Satoshi challenged me to explain UTXOs like I'm speaking to a seven-year-old. And I accepted the challenge, so here it is. Bitcoin block height is 877,065. Network hash rate is 767 exahashes per second. And Moscow time is 1,093. So one assumption I want to start with is that this is a smart seven-year-old who understands a little bit about Bitcoin and is curious to learn more. Without a bit of background understanding of Bitcoin, this might be, maybe not. Maybe this would be okay for someone without background in Bitcoin. But at minimum, they need to be curious, because what I've learned about kids is you cannot explain anything to a kid who's not curious to learn about it. So with that assumption said, let's imagine a village called Satoshiville. And the money used by people who live in Satoshiville is Bitcoin. And each person has coins, just like coins you would have in your piggy bank. And a fancy name for these coins is UTXO, which is a long way of saying a coin that you haven't spent yet. So the long fancy name is UTXO. You might hear that in future, but for right now, everyone has coins, and these coins are Bitcoin that you haven't spent yet. So on each coin that you have, it says who it belongs to and how much each coin is worth. And you can have small coins that aren't worth very much, or you can have big coins that are worth a lot of Bitcoin. And just like there's 100 cents in a dollar, there's 100 million sats in a Bitcoin. So sats are just really small portions of a Bitcoin. A Bitcoin is a really big thing. Sats are the tiny little piece of Bitcoin, and there's 100 million sats in each Bitcoin. That's important to know. So there's a man in Satoshiville called Hal. And Hal has a really important job. He's the one who keeps track of who owns what coins in a special book called the Village Ledger. Okay, so Hal has a really important job. He keeps track of who owns what coins in this special book called the Village Ledger. And to make sure, you know, this is really done and really, this is done and it's important, because we want to make sure nobody in the village creates fake coins. Okay, so Hal inspects each coin when a coin changes from one person to another. He changes the name on it, the amount of sats it's worth, and for all of his hard work, each person in Satoshiville pays Hal a small amount of Bitcoin, usually one sat, for each coin that is spent, so he can update the village ledger and keep all the coins clean. So because there's only one Hal for a whole village, when a lot of people are trying to spend their coins, Hal is really busy. And sometimes that means we have to wait a little bit longer until he's available to come to us. Or if we're in a really big rush, we can call Hal and pay him a little bit more Bitcoin for each coin that he processes and each ledger that he makes to come more quickly. So when the village is busy, people are spending a lot of coins, Hal is super busy. And so sometimes you have to wait a little bit for him to come, or we can pay him a little bit more Bitcoin to come to us sooner. So because Hal needs to inspect every coin we spend, so we can clean it up, write down new details, update the village ledger. We pay Hal per coin that he inspects. We don't want to to accumulate too many really small coins, because it makes spending them take a lot more time, because Hal has to be there longer writing down more things, and makes it more expensive because we need to pay Hal in order to inspect each coin. So each coin requires a little bit of Hal's time. We don't want to have too many coins, because then we're going to take a lot of Hal's time, and we're going to have to pay Hal a lot more, because we pay him a little bit for every piece of his time. And because of that, say we're accumulating a lot of tiny coins, when Hal isn't busy, We can call them up and exchange a bunch of our small coins for a bigger one so that it's easier, quicker, and less expensive for us to spend that coin in the future. So let's go through a quick example. You're walking down the street one day in Satoshiville and you see your friend Alice selling lemonade. So a cup of lemonade costs 25 sats. Alice is charging 25 sats for a cup of lemonade. You say, that's a pretty good deal. I'm pretty thirsty. So you look in your pouch, and in your pouch, you have a bunch of coins. Some are really small and some are really big. And you find a coin in your pouch that's worth 50 sats. And then you call Hal. And he's not very busy, so he shows up right away. He helps you pay Alice. So you give Hal your 50 sat coin. Hal inspects it, cleans it, writes down what happened in the village ledger. And he then creates a new coin for Alice, right? 25 sats, writes her name on it, writes the amount, gives that to Alice. Alice gives you your glass of lemonade. And for the work, Hal takes one sat for his time, and then he writes a new coin for you, and it's for 24 sats. So you give Alice 50, Alice gets 25, Hal gets one, and then you get 24. So it adds up to a total of 50. And Alice gives you your lemonade, Hal takes his one sat, and you get your change. And then you go off drinking your delicious lemonade. So that would be the process of how it works. And because Hal only had to count one coin and add information from one coin, he only charges one sat, and it was quick. But if you gave him 25 one sat coins, the exact amount to pay Alice, well, you don't even have enough to pay Hal. So if Hal charges you one sat per coin, you give him 25 one sat coins, he's also going to charge you 25 sats to process that. So you have to give 50 sats. And so that's where you want to pay with as few coins as possible. You don't want to accumulate too many small coins because it's a lot harder to spend them because it takes longer and it's more expensive. That's probably a more nuanced detail than is needed right now. But let's review and summarize what we went through. So UTXO is a fancy name for coins owned by people in Satoshiville. One full Bitcoin has 100 million small parts called sats. And on each coin is written how many sats the coin is worth and who owns the coin. And so anytime we want to spend a coin, we got to call Hal. Hal has a really important job in Satoshiville. He keeps track of who owns the coins in a special book called the Village Ledger. And he cleans each coin and updates the information that says how much the coin is worth and who owns it every time someone spends a coin in Satoshiville. And to thank Hal for his work, everyone in Satoshiville pays Hal one sat per coin for his service for updating the village ledger and updating the coins that we have with new amounts when we spend them. And because there's only a certain amount of Bitcoins in Satoshiville, the reason everyone's going to Satoshiville is because it has really good money, because Hal's really good at his job. And because there's only a certain amount of Bitcoins in Satoshiville, and everyone in the village is getting better and better at growing food and making really nice things, everything is getting cheaper over time, and life is great in Satoshiville. So maybe we continue that story another day. But in the end, a UTXO is just a fancy name for coins owned by people in Satoshiville. And that's it. That's the best I got right now. And I tried to make it as simple as possible while retaining the essential information about UTXOs, which is actually a pretty big challenge. So thank you, Obi-Wan Satoshi, for putting out the challenge. And I hope it's worth the sats that you paid. We actually have part of his bounty that he put out was that if the 7-year-old understands a UTXO after this explanation, then I think 12,000 more sats get zapped to this block on Noster. So we'll see. That'll be the confirmation of whether or not this worked on a 7-year-old. If you know a 7-year-old, get them to listen to this block. See what they say. I hope it works. If that was helpful for you, please do one or more of these things. Number one, comment on this block using Noster. So if you don't know what Noster is, please listen to block number 3, which is the primer on Noster. You download Primal, which is an app, create an account. You can then comment on this block. Our NPub is in the YouTube description and podcast show notes. Number 2, share it with a friend or a 7-year-old who might find it useful. And number 3, if you got value, please consider zapping this block some sats on Noster. Thank you for listening to this Block Talk. Stay focused, stack health, stack sats, and vote with your node. DM me on Nostr if you want to propose a topic or if you want to sponsor a block. And I will catch you next time.